Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News Hungary Reports. I'm Hannah Katot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The government wants to tighten the criminal code so that it defines illegal immigration as a crime and not a misdemeanor, as it is currently. János Lázár said that the government will use every means it can to ensure that illegal migrants don't occupy Hungary.
Szeptember-októberben az országgyűléstől azt kérjük,
We ask the government to move to change Hungary's criminal code to make illegal migration a criminal offense rather than a misdemeanor. The motion will be put to Parliament in the autumn.
Hogyha valaki mégis megpróbálja a ideiglenes határzárat majd átlépni.
The modernization of the Budapest-Belgrade Railway may start as soon as this year, announced the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Péter Szijjártó also said the implementation and financial agreement will be signed by the parties until October 31st. The project will be realized for the largest part with the help of Chinese loans. The minister emphasized that the loan offer has to be more favorable than market conditions. The Hungarian section of the railway is 166 kilometers long, and this part of the construction will cost 472 billion forints, more than 1.5 billion euros.
The revamp of the Budapest-Belgrade rail line could begin this year once the necessary agreements between the two parties are signed. As regarding the implementation, work is expected to be completed in 2 or 2.5 years.
Altogether, 900 producers and more than 100,000 visitors are expected to arrive to this year's National Agriculture and Food Exhibition. Hungary's largest and most visited agricultural gathering will take place in Budapest from September 23rd to the 27th. The Ministry of Agriculture's State Secretary for Food Chain Supervision, Robert Zsigó, talked about the event on Thursday in Vidornyalak. The first ever ambassador to the event was also appointed in the Zala County town. Tihamér Horváth, a farmer and animal breeder of 20 years, will fill the post from now on. His assignment will last until the end of the year, and his task will be to promote local produce and village tourism.
I've been preparing for this for many years, although I didn't know I'd be an ambassador. I've always thought that this is what I do in my duties, to represent the wonders of the local products, all by my heart.
Youth and Transcarpathia will be the theme of the Hungarian Days of Kolozsvár this year. The cultural event is organized to commemorate two important dates, the day Kolozsvár officially became a city and the foundation of the Christian Hungarian state. The organizers await visitors from August 16th to the 23rd. The main media supporter of the Hungarian Days of Kolozsvár is MTVA.
During this year's Hungarian Days of Kolozsvár, organizers have started donation drives for Hungarians in Transcarpathia. They don't just want to help out financially, but hope that with the effort, they'll also call attention and bring empathy to the ethnic Hungarians in this tough situation. 6 years may have been enough for the Hungarian Days of Kolozsvár to build a very strong community. So strong that this time they won't just pay attention to themselves and won't just want to call attention to themselves, but the community now wants to pay attention to others. We want people in Kolozsvár and all around the world to notice the situation in Transcarpathia, said the organizer. At the opening ceremony of the event, the Hungarian State Folk Ensemble performed their show called Summoned Transcarpathia. The show builds on the dance traditions of the Transcarpathian people. During the festivities, the newly renovated Gothic Reform Church in Farka Street will also be ceremoniously reopened. The church will give home to organ concerts each day. The young winners of the MTVA's talent show, the Virtuosos, will also perform on the stage of the Hungarian Opera of Kolozsvár. The concerts expected to attract the biggest crowds will be held on the main square of Kolozsvár, as each year, near the statue of King Matthias. Among this year's open-air concerts, I'd like to highlight Zsuzsa Koncz and her friends, László Tolcsvai and János Brody's concerts, the Magna Cum Laude performance, Bikini, Miklós Fenyő, Ossian, Republik, and for kids, the Kaleka concert and the Bea Paja concert. For the people of Kolozsvár, Night Losers, Jazzy Birds, Tokos and Taris Nyás concerts will be all here, said the festival director. Visitors will have more than 500 concerts and activities to choose from at the cultural gathering, similarly to previous years.
Recently, the improvement in Slovakian-Hungarian relations is promising. Szerzsolt Németh, head of the Hungarian Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee, at the opening of the summer camp of Gombasög. The event, that is one of the Slovakian-Hungarian young adults' oldest traditions, includes talks, performances, concerts, and even serious topics, for example, on national policy concerning Slovakian-Hungarians.
We've developed a kind of peaceful coexistence, almost as if the two countries have signed some kind of peace treaty recently. And that's definitely a step forward. The Hungarian minority living in Slovakia will be able to uphold their interests more easily if there isn't constantly an issue. But at the same time, we also have to see that Hungarians living in Slovakia won't benefit from a simple coexistence. For them to remain in the country as they wish to live, there is still a lot of work to do.
The number of guests arriving to the country from Austria has significantly increased in the past months. They say that it's worth it for them to come to Hungary because of the price-value ratio. And it's also interesting that they don't only visit counties along the western border, but also the other side of the country, for example, Eger.
A trip to Budapest, a wine tour to Eger, and a historic excursion to Pannonhalma. An Austrian travel agency offers these attractions to tourists. The head of the office said there is a high demand for holidays in Hungary. Budapest is an absolute favorite. There are bus services every day to the Hungarian capital. But tourists also like Wielen and Pécs in southern Hungary because of the wine tours, said an Austrian travel agent. Sopron is very close to the border. People go there to do their hair, visit the dentist, or just to spend a nice lunch in the city. We love to come over to Hungary. Everyone is so friendly. Plus, it is a lot cheaper, said this Austrian lady. Half of the guests are coming from Austria in this beauty salon. I think they pick us because we are really good at what we're doing. We have better experts than in Austria. That's why they like to come to us, said the owner of the salon. This is a 35 degrees Celsius thermal lake in Hévíz near Lake Balaton, one of the favorite destinations of Zala County. Most tourists visit the lake because they suffer from joint problems. I have problems with my shoulders, but this water really cures all my pains. We only stay for a week, but I just love it here, said this Austrian guest. Lake Balaton is also a big hit among tourists for decades now. Guests say they are impressed by the view of the Hungarian Sea. This couple has been to Hungary before. We love to travel to Hungary. Everything is cheaper. We do our shopping here too. Services are also cheaper than in Austria, and they are much better, said this man. A latest study by an Austrian bank also strengthened this. This graph shows the list of countries where tourists' money worth the most. It is clearly seen that it is worth traveling to Hungary because tourists get the most of their money here, while in Switzerland they get the least. According to an expert, this year so far, Austrian guests spent 8% more nights in Hungary compared to the same period of last year. Certain services are offered at a cheaper price here in Hungary. Tourists, for example, do not have to spend too much on museums, baths, and accommodation, said an editor of tourism. Experts say this can be one of the reasons for the expansion. Last year, Austrians spent a total of 800,000 overnights and spent more than 120 billion forints.
A recent tradition, Night of the Beaches, will be organized this year as well. On July 31st, Hungarian baths and beaches are expected to be at full capacity. The Hungarian Bass Association awaits the application of bass who intend to join the event with a night of open doors and pools. So far, 25 baths and spas have entered. Last year, about 30,000 guests visited the 30 participating establishments. The association expects the number of visitors this year to break that record. That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.
データを確認しますので、お名前をフルネームでおっしゃってください。
相内優香。
これで一回いきます。はい。
ルームカードを発行します。
はい、これも後です。取り直します。
ほら、こいつ見え。
はい。Welcome. Welcome to the Hanel Hotel. If you want to check in, please press one.
まあこれはあの。
そうですね。
お部屋番号にお待ち、それではお荷物を乗せて出発いたします。